Welcome to episode 36 of the podcast. It's funny that the things you're working on can sometimes be the most important things, but you really need to not forget the things that have just been learned. And so we're going to do a little loop-de-loop back to episode 26, so 10 episodes ago. And if you remember it, great. If not, go back and listen, but give you the cliff notes was... it was a conversation, mostly the writing from a custom order after shaping a board for, let's call him James once again, as we did then. And it was so fascinating about the things that he was experiencing, the way he was charting his sessions, and mostly which parts were the frustrating things and then where the joys were lying. Well, James hit me up and mentioned he was going to be in town for a little bit and, yeah, keen to get together. But it was led by this email. So a follow-up mail from the last few rides. So I'll read this and then tell you about what we got up to. Hope this email finds you well. I'm reading now. Quote, I hope this email finds you well. Thank you for pushing me forward on my journey with the 80s downrailed thruster. I felt something this morning that really stood out. Here it is in writing form from today's surf session. Not as good as yesterday, but still a great foot and uphill. Long rides to be had. Today, I was warmer with my short sleeve wetsuit, but I was still wanting to be in board shorts. Also, it took a minute longer than usual to watch the lineups, so I hit the water with higher confidence, knowing where I wanted to be. Lots of focus on getting out to the spot. Got the first ride that I saw, caught it, and was off. Stayed pretty busy till later in the session when I was tired. Saw a kid getting barreled and flicked off his friends. I started to take off on more, kept drifting into the hordes of kids, but still found waves. My mind drifted and I thought about showing my fear to my 3-year-old son, about how he would learn from me not to go if he saw me hesitate. I decided not to be afraid, tentative. Something special happened. I started to feel the water through my body on the next wave. Within me, I was sensing the water pulling, pushing, sucking, being smooth and guiding me. Most amazingly, I felt the water in my body, not my feet, almost an extension of me, or a connection to the wave. Once this connection happened, I started really surfing. Hit turns on my left, got the nose vertical. It always feels better backside, a comforting place to reset the session. Felt the lip tap the bottom of my board back and finished my turn standing up, controlled, complete. On one of my rides, I felt the bottom of the wave push me to the top. I didn't make it all the way to the top and was ashamed to have not completed flow. But I felt that push through the bottom of the wave 3 more times and realized I missed 3 top turns in a row. On the next wave, I looked over and saw the lip start to crumble in front of me. I felt my hands lift and I realized my body was reacting faster than my mind, lifting through the section and getting through. Not a huge wave, but knowing all of this time on this board is paying off, I smiled. Session number 54 on the Brink 80s downrail thruster. Well, I mean, taking the time to review a session like that is only going to bring growth. Well, maybe not for all, but it certainly shows a way of processing what's happening. I've met James before when he collected this board and, well, no, twice, when he ordered the board and then collected. And to round out the story, he hit me up and asked if it would be, something we should do, go for a surf and maybe get some coaching done. I very quickly expressed, well, I'm not a coach, but I'd be happy to video and review his session, watch him ride the board and go for a few waves. So I put the coaching hat on today, and I wouldn't say tentatively, because there's been a huge amount of observation going on within my surfing and others, but as a formal title, mostly being aware of just trying to convey or relay information accurately, concisely, and also with a encouraging spirit. And from the details that James shares in his vulnerable descriptions of his ability and then his sensations of enjoying the rides, he was incredibly accurate. He actually served fairly well. Maybe he serves better than he thinks he does, because he's so in tune with what's going wrong from one wave to another. But if Asher wasn't right on expressing how important it is to be able to review footage on the beach and be able to slow things down and replay and see where the pain points are or the consistent variables, I knew that there was probably, there were always going to be a few things one needs to work on, but there was probably going to be one thing that stood out that we could for sure pinpoint and unlock for the rest of his surfing, but which would be the next first thing to learn. Next first thing to learn doesn't make sense. The most important next thing to learn. And I think that's what a good coach can do, is unlock what's the next thing to learn. And it brings my own surfing into the equation. It wasn't that I was sitting on the beach as the better surfer or a better surfer or even as a worse surfer. It was, what is James doing, and can I identify what he needs to not do differently, not stop doing, not even do better, but what he is doing, and then why it's happening and perhaps how we can change that or develop it. And sure enough, well, we're going to get together a few more times, but it was so interesting that he's been working so much on getting the back foot in the right place. And most people don't have their back foot far back enough, especially related to thrusted surfing. And ironically, all the footage started to show over and over, and especially once he slowed things down, his body mechanics have been incredibly trained. His torso rotation was fair. His squaring of the shoulders towards his direction it was going was fair to good. His stance was a little tall than I would like to have seen. But even so, he often would have the board finishing a maneuver away from the direction in which his body was flowing. And you'd never be surprised once you see the footage, but if I told you what the problem was, you'd have to imagine it in your mind. And I noticed that his front foot was consistently off-center on the board. In other words, his front foot was on the wave rail too heavily. We're talking about 3 inches, which doesn't sound like a lot, but on a small surfboard and your power driving force, it was a huge amount. So close your eyes and imagine yourself coming off of a turn, squaring up your shoulders back to the beach, hopefully staying as low and compressed as you can to maintain that ability to recoil, and trying to drive the board back towards from whence you come. In other words, straightening out off the top down towards the beach, but standing on the momentum facing rail, the wave rail. Well, there's never going to be a time where that force doesn't come into the equation too much and overpower what you're doing. So the board's going in a way that your body's trying to go the other way from. That dissociation was so interesting to watch. It was a lot of information, and I felt it best to just paddle out and encourage James in the session. Paddled out, shared a few waves, and I mentioned it to him. I was like, pay attention to your front foot. And sure enough, I wouldn't say we fixed all the problems, but not forgetting the back foot, but just remembering the front foot with all that work that's been done on getting that back foot in the right place, gosh, it was interesting. So where are we going with this? Well, it's really got to do with you and the depth in your surfing. And it's to go and get a coach would be great, but just to find a buddy and go and film the next 5 or 6 waves. And that was James's task. Told him, paddle out, get 6 waves, and come in. Ironically, there were 5 or 6 rights in which I needed to see this being played out on his back end. And sure enough, the same was happening on the other rail, funny enough. So there's some work to piece together how we're going to fix that over time, but it was interesting. We found some places where improvement could be made, but I think it's up to you if you want to make your surfing better or find out what you need to learn next. there's all sorts of services and ways to learn, and this maybe being one of them. But the point is, get somebody to film 5 or 6 waves. It doesn't have to be your best surfing. In fact, a mediocre day would be the best, because it would be the most accurate assessment of what you're consistently doing. Trying to find those consistent faults, like Asher explained and has shown me over and over. And the reason why it was so interesting was because, man, I've been riding a lot of surfboards, a lot of different surfboards lately. And between 3 to 6 waves maximum before either switching within the lineup or the water or taking a few boards down to the beach. But if the variety of craft isn't there to unlock the waves or the way you're wanting to ride waves, the simple act of the personal challenge of riding a variety of craft, ironically, really highlights the fact that it's not about the craft. I really favor this asymmetrical advantage within design and wholeheartedly stand behind it and will continue to build these things. I love it. I absolutely love it. Yes, it makes you surf well because we're addressing some of the pain points, but the inherent flow within the boards is so noticeable. But the reality is, you don't have to change the way you surf. If you come with great technique, well, that's going to be a breath of fresh air. If you come with poor technique, maybe there's a little help built in. But at the end of the day, the surfer, you, are the most important thing. And the depth in that is what we're consistently trying to uncover, needs to be rooted in fun. But that, I think, comes from the self-acknowledgement of trying to push yourself, trying to grow, trying to move things forward, and doing the long yards, putting time in. Maybe not too much time, quick sessions, variety of craft, get someone to film you. Things are going to look different. They're going to look more accurate. And if you're willing for them to be, they're going to look more honest. So, hey, what an amazing time to learn about my own surfing, to enjoy watching someone's response on, well, something I built, but even other boards. And thank you, James, for your honesty and your accurate and growing technique. I got to ride that board, felt really fun, and to me the fins felt, I wouldn't say they're too small, they were just a little raked out. So we're going to change those fins and see if we're on the same page with that. So there's a simple fix, and it's, if they don't work, just put the other ones back, and it was no harm, no foul. So putting this book of tricks together slowly and slowly, ever so fun, challenge yourself, film the next 5 waves. You'll see for yourself where you're going wrong, and at best, get somebody on board to help you diagnose those things. Hire a local coach, go deep into your surfing, and bring it home and be a better father, husband, brother, wife, sister, partner too. Have a great week. We'll chat again soon.